Hi, everybody. This is Ruth Davis, creator of the Spark the Heart Coaching, and I am so excited that you're all here on this call with me. My dogs are here, too, and the mailman's been here, the UPS man has been here, so it should be pretty quiet for the call. And I also have a heart-shaped candle lit for all the folks that couldn't be here on the call, but who are here with us in spirit. So welcome, everybody, and just to be sure, this is the 7 Steps to Spark Your Heart, how to find more joy and say yes to the life you really want to be living, even if you don't know what that is yet. Before we begin, I just want to go over some technical stuff. Everyone should be on mute to keep the lines clear, so if you accidentally press *6 to unmute yourself, could you please right now press *6 again to mute yourself? Because I'm going to be the only one talking today on this call. All you need to do is sit back and get comfortable and enjoy the call. So, this call is all about reconnecting with your heart. It's about learning the steps to create a life that brings you more joy, more fulfillment, and more fun. This call is for anyone who wants to wake up in the morning excited about life, who wants to feel inspired and passionate with the work they do. This call is for anyone who wants to live more of what we love. But the problem is a lot of us have forgotten what we love, but it's not your fault. We are encouraged in this society to not follow our hearts. Let me say that again. We are not encouraged in this society to follow our hearts. We're told we have to go to work, take care of the family, and put off your dreams for someday. Except too much time passes, and then we forget what those dreams even are. And that's why I'm sharing all this today, to help you remember what you love. My intention is that this call will spark something in you, something deeper in you that you haven't been in touch with for a while, something that will get you excited about yourself and your life. I know I'm sitting here, I'm getting goosebumps. Now, I know some of you might be multitasking, maybe doing email or checking Facebook, but for just a few minutes, I invite you to let all that go and just be here. Because even though I'm sitting in my living room by myself with my dogs and my candle, maybe you're sitting in your house by yourself in another city, we are connected. And there is some mighty powerful energy in this connection. Like I said, I'm feeling the goosebumps. So I'm just going to take a few minutes to sit here and breathe some deep breaths to center myself and to call in all of your energies, to feel each one of you on this call. And I invite you to join me. Just take a deep inhaling breath. So many of us are chest breathers. But our real power is in our bellies, when we can breathe down into our bellies. So consciously bring your breath all the way into your belly. Feel that breath fill you and expand you with your inhalation. And then exhale fully. And as you do, release anything you don't need right now, even if you don't know what that means. We'll do this several times together, slowly, with our full attention. Breathing in and breathing out. Inhaling and releasing. And while you're breathing, maybe you want to consciously connect with this group like I'm doing. Maybe imagine some kind of giant net that surrounds us, or maybe you'll imagine a giant force field connecting us. Or if visualizing a net or a force field seems a little too bizarre for you, that's okay. Maybe just think about all of us, each one of us, just like you, sitting, listening, and breathing. And don't worry if you don't feel anything. Just having the thought, the intention, is powerful in itself. And like everything, these things do take practice. And that's one of the biggest things I hope you'll get from this call today, that things don't change in a minute. That it is through regular practice that we manifest change. It is through conscious practice that we open to new thoughts, shift our behaviors, and take new actions. Practice means setting aside time regularly to devote to a new behavior or a new way of thinking. It's kind of like learning how to play an instrument or getting good at a sport. We have to first want to do it in order to be willing to do the work to ultimately master the new activity. And the first step to any practice is breathing. Most of us are completely unaware of when we breathe. And yet breathing is the simplest thing you can do to slow down, get quiet, and come to this present moment. When you are breathing with awareness, you don't feel shame or regret or worry. When you are consciously breathing, the only thing you feel is alive. So maybe you already feel a little calmer, a little more open, after just these few minutes of breathing. So imagine if you did this, practiced this breathing exercise for just a few minutes every day. Imagine, how might you feel differently? I know for me, this simple act of sitting and breathing continues to be the single most powerful thing that I do to reconnect with my heart. And this is the first step to sparking your heart. When I step back and see where I was just a few years ago, it amazes me. To an outsider, I seemed to be living a pretty good life. But inside, I was depressed, detached, and disconnected from all the people in my life. And there was no heart in anything I did. And the thing is, I didn't think it was a problem. But then, I kept hearing people talk about their passion, their dreams, their purpose, and I felt like a real failure because I had no idea what that meant for me. These people were happy, joyful even. They laughed a lot. They seemed connected to something bigger than themselves. And I wanted to be all of that too. But I had no idea how to get there. And so I just started with breathing and being. Being means just showing up, being present. It is being able to sit with yourself, with your situation, and not do anything, but just be with it, be in it. Being means creating a space for yourself. It can be a physical space, like a room, where you can go and you can close the door and just be by yourself. Maybe it's creating a time out for yourself, creating some space in your full scheduled day. Have you seen that commercial for a van? The mom takes her timeouts in the family van in the driveway. Well, you can see how calm and content and happy she is because she's able to get away from all of her family responsibilities for the time that she's in this van. We all need this. We all need this quiet time for ourselves so that we can be. But being is very uncomfortable for a lot of people. I know it was for me for a long time. Because being brings up feelings. Being offers a place for all those monkey voices in our head to scream all of the old tapes of unworthiness, laziness, and that whole vocabulary of shoulds. No wonder we're so much more comfortable when we're doing. But as we practice being with our thoughts without judging them and just letting go of all that noise in our heads, we actually begin to enjoy the quiet. And it is in this quiet that we begin to listen. We begin to hear things beyond those monkey voices. We begin to notice details and pay attention to things beyond our ordinary, everyday, regular, boring lives. And I'll tell you something. It's in this quiet that we begin to really hear our heart's desires. Now, you don't have to be a master meditator to sit cross-legged on the floor for an hour to get quiet. You could just sit, watch the flames of a fire, or hang a bird feeder in your yard and spend some time every morning watching the birds. Or maybe the next time you're waiting to pick up the kids, instead of just getting on the phone, roll down the windows of your car and watch the clouds. Or you can begin with just breathing. And if you stop and think about it, the letters in being, rearranged, also spell begin. I love that. And so when we're able to sit and be more comfortable being, it becomes a place to begin. So the first step in sparking your heart is to just be. I'm going to take a sip of water. And you be. Now the minute you start just being, taking those extra minutes to just sit still in your own silence, creating the space to begin noticing your thoughts and your habits and the world outside of yourself? Well, not only does it get uncomfortable for you, but there may be people and situations in your life that are going to be uncomfortable with these new behaviors of yours. Your friends and your family may not like what you're doing. They may resent this time you are claiming for yourself. Or maybe the doubts and challenges will come from your own voices, complaining that you have no time for this silliness, that you're too old to follow your heart, that you've tried this kind of thing before and you failed, so why bother? And so we have to find ways to practice feeling solid in these new choices, supported in this new uncertain direction, and grounded in our belief that something more is possible. And this is where step number two comes in. Step number two is grounding yourself. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes for a minute and just imagine or think about a tree. It can be any kind of tree, a tall tree, a thick tree, a fully bloomed tree, a naked tree, even a newly planted tree. Just think about that tree. Now imagine that that tree is being blown in a storm. Its branches are whipping in the wind, maybe some leaves are falling, but the tree stands strong and solid. It is rooted in the ground. I love this metaphor of a tree for our own selves, because sometimes when I'm feeling unsteady with a new choice or a new direction, I imagine that I am a tree. I stand feeling with my feet rooted in the ground. I feel the earth below me supporting me. And this gives me the strength and the confidence to continue to move in the direction of my heart. There are many ways we can practice feeling rooted and grounded. Breathing, of course, is one way. Another is to just take a walk or practice yoga or go to church or plant something in your garden, something that connects you to the roots. Creating a practice of feeling grounded and supported is essential for opening your heart. So as we become more willing to listen to the quiet, as we feel more supported to try this new thing, something will shift, and we will be ready for step number three. I have seen it with so many of my clients. As they begin to open up to their own quiet and create some space, they feel lighter. They feel hopeful. They are willing to try something new. Instead of staying stuck in their old responses and patterns and habits, they are ready to ask themselves new questions. And so step three is exploring. Exploring isn't about finding new answers as much as it is about asking new questions. Have you ever watched a three-year-old? They grab at eye-catching objects, reach for new surfaces. They toddle beyond their familiar terrain. They are curious about everything. And as we open to our own hearts, we too become curious. We notice more. We feel braver. We begin to consider things from a new perspective. It's as if we are exploring parts of our world for the first time. And we begin to feel safe enough to ask questions, deeper questions than we've asked before. Like, what have I always dreamed of being? Where might another road lead? How would I feel if I took that risk? But I promise you, if you haven't laid the groundwork first with your quieting and grounding, you're probably going to come up with the same answers that you always have. But exploring is fun. It takes us out of our daily routine. It challenges us with new possibilities and new choices. Many of my clients report that when I ask them to go exploring, it brings more fun and surprise into their lives than they've experienced in years. One woman said that she would have never taken herself to an ethnic market, but she had so much fun there looking at all the foreign labels and the colorful produce. She even bought some vegetables she had never eaten before, looked online for recipes, and it took her back to how much she loved to cook new foods. As we give ourselves permission to explore and discover new experiences, new ideas and dreams, something happens. We remember things we used to love. We remember things we used to dream about. We feel a lightness, an energy stirring inside of us, Really, it's the spark. It's remembering that we do feel passionate about something. It's reconnecting with our deepest visions and dreams for ourselves. It is knowing that there really is something we want to be and do with our lives more than what we're doing. So you're starting to see how one step leads to the next. You build on each practice, develop new skills, and create new habits, and it's a natural progression. These steps make even more sense when you follow them with a structured program. For those of you who need accountability, structure, and discipline, I've created a master coaching program that walks you through these 7 steps 1 week at a time. But I'll tell you more about that at the end of the call. For now, let's get back to this thing called passion. Passion is what fuels us, what gives us our juice. It's that feeling that you get when you're so engaged in something that you could do this thing all day, all night, even if you weren't being paid, and you would absolutely love every minute of it. Well, the more we explore and experiment and follow our curiosity, the more we discover what this might be for us, what we are truly passionate about, and what we might really want to be doing with our lives. Naming and claiming this is step number 4. It is realizing and affirming that we do feel passion. It is getting excited that we still believe we can change our lives and live our dreams. Step 4 is all about setting the intention, getting clear about what you really want, and bringing this clarity front and center into your consciousness. Intention gives us direction. It's an anchor. It is an affirmation of what we want to manifest for ourselves. And in the Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Master Coaching Program, we play with several creative ways to identify, honor, and declare our intention. Now, what do you think happens when you start setting an intention? Well, you also begin to notice things in your life that don't support this new thought, this new direction, this new dream. You begin to see what you might be holding on to that really no longer serves you anymore. Sometimes we hold on to things. Sometimes it is an old belief that holds us back. In the Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Mastery Coaching Program, you'll actually get a powerful toolkit to help you figure out what's no longer supporting you or serving this bigger vision that you are beginning to see for yourself and your life. And so step 5 is all about letting go and creating space for this new vision of yourself. It's all about taking inventory of what is and isn't working for you. Step 5 gives us permission to really ask ourselves, does this thing or thought or person support my intention? Does this thing or thought or person fit with this dream I have for myself? It gives us permission to ask, what am I ready to let go of to create the space for this bigger vision of myself to grow? One of my clients, Sandy, said that this one exercise helped her realize how important it was to prioritize time for herself. And so even though at the beginning of the program she swore there was no room in her life for herself, by week 5 she had created several hours in every day for exercise and more sleep. And she realized how much better everyone else felt when she felt better. It is an amazing feeling to let go of old stuff, old habits, old patterns. Now, some people rush to fill a cleared out space with new stuff. But what if, instead, we just let that space stay open for a while? This newly cleared space offers us a wonderful opportunity for imagining, visualizing, dreaming of what we might want to grow for ourselves. And so step 6 is all about imagining. Imagining your dreams as if they have already manifested. It's about seeing yourself already living your dream. It's about getting excited about what you're truly passionate about and what's truly possible for yourself and for your life. One of my clients has always dreamed of having his own art studio. He's a very visual guy, so when I asked him about his dream studio space, He described how one wall would be lined with shelves for all of his art books, that his table would be right by the window with the best light. And his voice got so excited as he talked about all of his paints and brushes and how he already knew how he would decorate the entire space. Some people call this visualizing. I prefer the word imagining because it's more playful and it engages all of your senses. And some people aren't able to visualize, but there are many other ways to imagine. Maybe just thinking about how having your own studio space would feel is how you play in your imagination. Or maybe just writing your name with a fictitious address is a way to imagine yourself in a new space. The Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Master Coaching Program offers you lots of techniques and exercises to help you play with your imagination so that you can begin to believe that your dreams really can become reality. So as you've been listening to me talk about these 7 steps to spark your heart, maybe you've recognized yourself. Maybe you've even thought, hey, I want that for myself. If what I've been talking about resonates with you, it means you're ready. It means you want to make some changes in how you're living your life. And it means that we've had some kind of connection. So before I tell you about the most powerful 7th step, let me tell you about this Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Master Coaching Program that I keep referring to. It's a 7-week intensive coaching program that takes you through each of these 7 steps 1 week at a time. The program is designed to help you find your heart, open your heart, and continue to live from your heart. Here's how it works. Every weekday, you'll receive a heart-sparking coaching lesson in your inbox. It might be a series of questions, a poem, a coloring exercise, or even a get-out-in-the-world adventure. That's because we don't live our lives in our heads. We have physical bodies, and we are spiritual beings. And so when we are wanting to live from a more heart-centered place, we need to engage our body, our mind, and our spirit. The Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Master Coaching Program includes the Transformation Toolkit with all kinds of exercises and activities to help you implement each of these important steps into your life, no matter how busy you are. And absolutely no artistic experience is necessary. And every week you'll turn in a positive progression report. This gives you an opportunity to honor what you've accomplished and celebrate your progress. It keeps you accountable. And it's also where you can address any questions to me or share issues that are coming up for you that I will address in our group coaching calls. Group coaching calls? Yes, because working the daily lessons is only part of the program. I am a big believer in the power of the group. The group experience, like this one right now, reminds us that we are not alone, that we are not the only ones thinking or feeling a certain way. A group helps us feel so supported. Knowing that others are on this same journey with us gives us confidence and courage to keep stepping forward. So often, what is a challenge for one of us resonates with so many other people. And so each week, we will meet for a Get Support group coaching phone call. This is your chance to get some powerful personal coaching from me and really get the support and encouragement you need to connect with your heart. You can ask me questions and share whatever issues, ahas, and successes have come up for you, whether it's through an email that you send before the call or in your positive progression report that you send to me, or in a live question and answer. And you'll also learn from what other people share about their own process. If you can't make the group calls, don't worry. You can email me your questions ahead of time, and I will answer them on the call. And all of the calls will be recorded just like this so that you can listen to them anytime, over and over again, even download them to your iPod. In addition to the weekly group coaching calls, each person will have a private, one-on-one, 30-minute jumpstart coaching call with me at the beginning of the program. This is an amazing and valuable component of the program because you get a chance to talk with me about your individual goals, challenges, and expectations of the program. And together, we'll create some strategies that will keep you focused and accountable during the entire 7-week program. Now, for those of you on the call right now, I'm going to offer you a special bonus. For the first 10 people who sign up for the Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Master Coaching Program, I'm going to add 2 additional 30-minute private coaching calls. These extra coaching calls will take the program to a much deeper level for you. So in addition to the first jumpstart call, you'll have a second call midway through the program that will serve as a great check-in, where you and I will coach around any challenges you're facing, any ahas that you've had. In that call, we'll help you get clear about what you need and where you're headed. And then at the end of the 7 weeks, we'll talk again so that you can get clear about your intentions, and we'll create a continuing plan of action for you to keep your heart open to all that you've discovered. But these 2 bonus calls are only available to the first 10 people who sign up for the program. Now, maybe you've tried this kind of thing before, but you didn't stick with it. This program is different. It's different because there is built-in accountability with the positive progression worksheets. You have motivation and inspiration with the daily assignments and the weekly group coaching calls. It's different because we incorporate the body, the mind, and the spirit in the work. And it's different because I lead you step by step so that you will succeed. I want the people in this program to experience so much growth and excitement and movement in their hearts and in their lives. And so I'm offering a full money-back guarantee. If you go through the program and don't feel any shifts or changes in how you show up in your life, I will refund your full program fee, no questions asked. But if you do the work and give yourself the space and permission to open to new possibilities, the Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Master Coaching Program will move you from where you are to someplace you haven't even dreamed you want to be, one step at a time. This brings us back to the 7 steps and the last, most important step. But first, let's review. The first step to sparking your heart is quieting, turning down the noise of our busy lives and creating some space where we can listen and really hear our heart. The second step is grounding, so that we feel supported and standing on solid ground as we try new things and open ourselves to new possibilities. And in this place of openness and solidity, we can move to step 3, exploring what we love, what we have forgotten, remembering that life can be a joyful adventure. And as we ask ourselves what else there might be, we gain some clarity. We gain a sense of knowing. We are ready for step 4, to set a clear and purposeful intention. And the moment we set an intention, we become aware of the things and thoughts and relationships in our lives that no longer support this intention. And so in step 5, we let go and create some space for this bigger vision of ourselves to grow. And this new space offers us permission and room to engage in step 6, actively imagining this life we dream. Our passions bubble up. The sparks begin to fly. We are excited. We feel so hopeful and possible. We are ready. And so the 7th step to sparking your heart is taking action. Action doesn't mean you have to have the whole plan laid out. Action is taking the one next step in the direction of your dreams. Action is saying yes. It is doing something. It is making the choice to move toward the bigger vision you have of yourself and of your life. You can dream all these great possibilities in your head, but if you only fantasize about your life, you'll never be living it. So are you ready to take action? The Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life Mastery Coaching Program begins on Monday, October 4th, and continues for 7 weeks through November 19th. The cost for this powerful, personal 7-week coaching program is only $497. That's less than $75 a week for powerful, personal coaching, and payment plans are available. And remember, the first 10 people who sign up will get those 2 bonus private coaching calls that will really deepen the program experience for you. So if you're ready to say yes to the life you really want to be living, even if you don't know what that is yet, all you need to do is go to sparktheheart.com and click on the Spark Your Heart, Ignite Your Life tab across the top to sign up. All of the details are right there. And if you have questions, just send me an email and I will be so happy to answer them. Now, before I end this call, there's one more step to sparking anyone's heart, and that is connecting with gratitude. Saying thank you, being grateful for what is working in our lives, is a big part of living from the heart. And I am so very grateful to each one of you for taking the time to be here, for opening yourself to some new ideas, and for honoring your own heart. It is a true gift for me to connect with each one of you and share what has worked for me to be living this joyous and wonderful life. I really love the work I do, and I feel so blessed to have found my real heart work. I hope that you will leave this call with some new ideas for beginning to open your own heart to what else might be possible for you in your life. I look forward to working with you and to our continued connecting through Facebook, my weekly e-zine, my blog, Twitter, emails, seeing you on the street. And again, thank you so much for your continued support and for being on this call. I hope you have a wonderful, heart-sparking rest of your day. And check out the website if you have questions. And I do look forward to working with you. Bye.